The Mashgiach teaches us, Kasa Rabbeinu Yoyin Azal, B'Shar Yitshiva, Shar Aleph Oiz Gimel, Yishun Midachem Mal Hashem, Baruch Hu. There are those that are distant from Hashem, V'lo Yaminu Lo'ine Shechet, and they don't believe that they will be punished for anything that they do wrong. V'nira She'asiba Shul Ma'aminim Lo'ine Shechet, what's the reason that these people don't believe they'll be punished for any wrongdoing? Himachmas She'nidachem Mal Hashem, it's because they're distant from Hashem. They feel distant from God. Nidach, Nikra, Eris, Shtoisen. Miruchak, Nidchaf. It means that he's distanced, pushed away. Kila Akoris Haimuna Belev Yisrael, E. Efshe B'Shmoifim. Because the truth is that even though this person is distant, and that he's far away, and that he feels like he's been pushed away, even though those feelings are true, and that's why this person feels, Chas Shalom, that there's no punishment for wrongdoing. But the truth is that la'akor esaymuna milev Yisrael, to uproot emuna, to uproot faith and belief in Hashem from the heart of a Jew, e efsher b'shemofin, is impossible. Chmei shekasav Rambam b'geres Taman, like the Rambam wrote in his famous epistle, his famous letter to the Yemenite Jews, b'geres Taman kol ha'mistapik b'nevua b'yedua shelo amdu avoyis of Har Sinai. The Rambam wrote, whoever has doubts about the prophecy, about God speaking to his prophets, it's known that such a person who has real doubts, that his forefathers, they must have not stood by the foot of Mount Sinai. Aval hu atzmoy nasa nidach menu yishborach, and that person becomes distanced from Hashem. Utzir adam nimtze b'yeshiva kama asros shanim imikomakom yitochen shiyen nidach. So for example, let's say a person's in yeshiva for, you know, even scores of years, decades. It's possible still somehow that he'll be distant. Then no one drew him close and he becomes distant. It says in Devarim, in chapter 30, Pasuk Dalid, it says, even if those people who've been pushed away, those distant ones, even if they're at the ends of the earth, even if they're at the ends of the heavens, and that's what causes people to hold back and to tarry and to delay in returning, repenting, and doing tshuva. It prevents them from doing full tshuva, even from those special reasons and the special reasons that a person has been created for them. So what's the chiddush? What's the novel concept that Rabbeinu Yonah introduces? Shapikoyres hazeh oymer shein amamin v'lachen oysem asher oytzeh. The Pikoyres says, I don't believe, and he does whatever he wants. Al Rabbeinu megale shebe'emes in dover kazeh she'odem ein amamin b'Hashem Yisborach. Yonah reveals to us a new concept that we should really hold on to and realize. There is no such thing as one who doesn't believe in God. There's no such thing as a Jew that doesn't believe in Hashem. Ki emuna ibeteva ish Yisraeli. Emuna is part of a Jew's nature. Rak davka biglal she'ata nidach ata toyen ken. The only reason is you become distant. Therefore you think, you say, shein chamamin v'akol bereshuscha. You say, I don't believe, everything is okay, I can do whatever I want. You say so. But that's not the truth. Because when a person is distant in that way, he can't see the truth. Hashem says in Bamidbar, until when will this nation do this to me? How much longer will they do this and not believe in me? Really, it should have said, the verse should have been flipped. It should have said in the beginning, they don't believe me, that's why they do this to me. But it says they do this to me, they act in this way towards me, says Hashem. But at the end it says they don't believe in me. So why does it say it that way? The Yinatsuni, the fact that they shtoch me, the fact that they go against me, the fact that they rebel, it's all because of Chesaron Emunah. V'al ken sh'ikar ha'tviyah hu Yinatsuni. V'zegaram sh'liyanu. Ki ein mi sh'lo yamin. Truth is that the reason that they're shtoching, the reason that they're rebelling, that's what's causing them to make believe they don't believe. Because the truth is that there's no such thing as a Jew that doesn't believe. But the reason that he's rebelling, the reason that he's feeling distant, that's causing him to make it his life lived as if he doesn't believe. Hashem should help us that we transform our emunah into something that we understand and that we experience, and we'll see that every single Yid believes in the Rebbe Shter. Every single Jew believes in Hashem.